Are you good men and true?
But they should suffer salvation, body and soul.
Nay, that were a punishment too good for them if they should have any allegiance in them, being chosen for the prince's watch.
Well, give them their charge, neighbor Dunkley.
First, who think you the most desertless man to be constable?
You, Oatcake, sir. Or George Seacole, for they can write and read.
Come hither, neighbor Seacole.
Yes, sir.
God rest you with a good name. To be a well-favored man is a gift of fortune, but to write and read comes by nature.
Both which, Master Constable?
You am. I knew that would be your answer. Well, for your favor, sir, why, give God thanks and make no boast of it. And for your writing and reading, let that appear when there is no need of such vanity. You are thought here to be the most senseless and fit man for the Constable of the Watch. Therefore, pray you the lantern.
Oh, aye, sir.
This is your charge. You shall comprehend all vital men. You are to bid any man stand in the prince's name.
Harrison will not stand.
Why, then take no note of him, but let him go, and presently call the rest of the watch together, and thank God you are rid of a knave.
If he will not stand when he is bidden, he is none of the prince's subjects.
True, and they are to wither with none but the prince's subject. You shall also make no noise in the street, for the watch to babble and to talk is most tolerable and not to be endured.
We will rather sleep than draw. We know what belongs to a watch.
Oh, you speak like an ancient and most quiet watchman, for I cannot see how sleeping should offend. And we have a care that your bills be not stolen. Well, you are to call at all the alehouses and bid those that are drunk get them to bed.
I will say you will not.
Well, why then let them alone until they are sober?